Ernest Pacheco and Marlene Rosero, number three in each one.
So.
Need to ignore your, David, if folks could raise your right hand and let the vice chairman swear you in.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Victoria, are the mailings in order?
No, they're not. So, we have been trying to help Ms. Rosero with this application, and there was some misunderstandings about how this needed to be done. They did do the certified, but they didn't ask for the green cards back. I told them to come tonight because I didn't know how the board would feel about that. But in addition to that, when I just went through and checked the mailings, one of their neighbors has a legal mailing address in California, and they didn't feel they needed to send to them because they're not local, but they own the property.
Actually, I feel the name on it, but when I went to the mail post office, the mail officer told me, like, oh, this is not your neighbor, this is in California, this must be a mistake. And I was like, okay, so don't do it.
So I don't know that.
Because I had.
You know, I can't tell that.
Yeah.
I have this.
Unfortunately,
and
we don't want the post office.
Don't take legal advice from the post.
Right. So
see, the problem is that the tax map ID associated with this address in California is a Town of Southeast tax map ID. It's one number off from the person below it. So chances are they own the property, even though they're clearly not here.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you feel about the green cards, but there is a mailing missing. So normally that would be not in order.
Yeah, I mean, we could overlook the missing green cards because technically the receipt is the proof of the mail.
The receipt is the proof, right.
But if there's someone that wasn't notified, then I don't think we can proceed. So I think what you're going to have to do is do a mailing to that person in California, do it very soon, and then come back next month and we'll open a public hearing and hear your application.
And I would suggest you do it with the green card this time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's not us. There's state law that requires notifications to be made, and the town has a corresponding ordinance. It requires all your neighbors within a certain number of feet to get notice. And if they don't receive notice, we can't even open a public hearing and entertain it because all of your neighbors are supposed to be notified. So, if you send something out really soon in the next couple of days, it'll be up in plenty of time for the next hearing in September, and then you can come back on September 16th, and we'll hear the application then.
And when you mail, the document you mail, change the date on it.
Okay.
Come see me tomorrow. I'll help
yes.
you do it. But you have to put the September meeting date on it.
Okay.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can I convert?
Okay. I'm sorry, yeah. Are you here on this application?
Yeah, in way of helping and welcoming my new neighbors, we're glad to have them as neighbors. But I have two of the houses where I had a choice. My parents have the third one right around surrounding them. The mailing from the town's records came to my parents, not the new owners. The new owners bought in April, so that needs to be upgraded too, so the right people are noticed. And I believe this California thing, there's a blank piece of property. It's been there, I've been there 50 years. I think that's the person on record in California that owns one little piece that never, I don't know that you'll ever reach them. The neighbor that has the property and Jason used to cut it as if it's part of his yard, so I'm not sure if anybody will ever find the California person.
I don't care if everybody finds them. I just care that somebody mails them.
I appreciate the argument. I just wanted to share with you what's going on. So don't come next month and say, hey, we saw it and done this. And by the way, the Hamiltons were notified that they sold that house. And,
so I'm sorry, what is your last name, sir?
I'm John Hamilton. I own 9100 Sinai Lake Way. 96 Coolidge was my parents' home. There's a new family in there since April.
So what that means is that I know they went to the assessor for the list because they didn't have any kind of a list, but it means the assessor's list is not completely
up to date. I can't hold them responsible for that.
No.
I
can talk to the assessor about it, though.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe make a phone call and see if you can get the,
yes.
the name of the new resident. But I'm more concerned about the one neighboring property that didn't get a mailing at all. So.
Thank you for the info.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so if you can work with Victoria, work your way through that, and we'll see you again next month, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Just come by the office, okay?
Absolutely, thank you very much.
You're welcome.